This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us, meteorologist Andy Parker with a look at, you know, Andy, we love to talk with you, but, you know, it's times like this. I mean, I got to be honest. I hate to have you on because we're talking about snow.
Hey, we had a lot of conversations about some really good stretches of weather.
It's true. It's true.
Summer and fall. Let's look at fall and just savor what we've had for the last couple of months. Going back to kind of mid-August right through October up until about Halloween, we had an incredible stretch of weather with sunny weekends, summer-like temperatures, everything went off without a hitch. And yes, it's post-Halloween, approaching mid-November already, and things are beginning to turn, the wheels of winter spinning.
And now we're in a kind of an active pattern. We talked to you last week and you said it was going to be active. You were kind of talking every few days some little system was coming through. Talk about this next one.
Yeah, we certainly did. They're either windy, wet, or both, and now we're going to transition to white. So each system that came through, the temperatures begin dropping. And remember when we had that big lake effect rain event and everybody said, what if? What if it was 10 degrees colder? That's where we're headed now. So we'll be in the 40s. We've got a taste of winter coming, so we are going to see that switch to snow. The particulars on it. Today is another one of these windy, rainy days. Not right now, but by the time we get to lunchtime, both of those elements crank up, the wind and the rain. It'll be a pretty good rainfall for about a 3-hour window, and then it becomes more scattered. The winds peak this afternoon between 11 and 2 at around 40 miles an hour. Not enough to knock down trees and power lines, but just a really annoying afternoon. And then the rain showers begin to kind of scatter out for the second half of the day, and the winds will slowly relax. Saturday around here is a pretty boring day. The winds are lighter. The temperatures remain cool, only in the low to mid 40s. We'll see some peaks of sun, but it's kind of a November day, a little below normal. Our average daytime high has now slipped out of the 50s into the 40s. So most of the time from here on out, the 40s are kind of our daytime friend. Sunday is when things get interesting, guys.
Yeah, gets a little interesting in maybe not the way a lot of people were hoping for, but for who does it get interesting for? That's what everyone wants to know when it comes to lake effect.
Yeah, Sunday is going to be a day where everybody, it's kind of an all play on Sunday. The way this evolves, there's this big red L that's going to slide up over the Great Lakes, and it's going to park itself directly over Western New York. Now, these cold core lows are not something that originates out of Canada and it, you know, comes down in a harsh manner like a big front and gusts of wind. The winds won't be that bad on Sunday. It's just this cloudy, cold air mass. And the thing about Sunday is that the temperatures on the south side of this will peak into the 40s. On the north side, it's going to be all snow. So as it wraps around, the northern and western edge will see a wet, slushy snow, and the quadrant that is to the south and east, we'll see a cold rain. Either one is not a very nice Sunday. Western New York is going to be kind of bouncing between both of these. So I'm expecting to see a rain event at the start, temperatures that may be in the 40s, especially for the southern tier. And then we'll see the rain kind of mix in with the snow mix with rain. And I think this is going to be a sneaky one for the north towns and the shoreline of Ontario, because the temperature profile will be warmer to the south, cooler to the north. And it may be cool enough that we start mixing in those wet snowflakes and have a slushy accumulation in Niagara and Orleans County during the day on Sunday, where areas like Wellsville will stay wet a little bit longer. And I think that Sunday is just going to be one of those days where you'll be driving, and if the windshield wipers are on, you're going to look and it's like, was that a snowflake? What am I hitting here? It's one of those days where we go through that transition. It's going to be right on the cusp of whether it goes rain or snow. The later in the day we get, the cooler it gets, and the more we'll start to see the wet snow dominate. It would not be surprising for some areas to pick up a slushy accumulation by Monday morning. We don't really flip the lake effect machine on instantly with this one. The cold air will come in Sunday night and Monday, and we've got 2 days that'll be as January as anything else. It's going to be in the 30s with a gusty wind, and we're going to turn on the lake effect machine, because when you think about the lake, the most recent lake temperature that we have, I believe, is now down from what it was. I want to pull up the latest number for you guys as we're speaking here, because that's going to be the key. You want a 23 degree difference. So we're at 54 on Lake Erie. The air temperature is going to be at the surface in the 30s. So you are going to have enough energy to drive the lake effect machine. Now it's which way the wind is going to blow on Monday. So here we are Friday morning talking about which direction the wind is going to go on Monday. Generally, it's going to be northwesterly. So this takes that big fire hose of snow coming off Lake Erie for the city of Buffalo. That's off the table. What is on the table is more of a more numerous fingers of snow, because the wind is going to come from Hamilton and London across the short fetch of Lake Erie, the thin section. And that generally allows the Chautauqua Ridge, areas of Chautauqua County, Erie, Pennsylvania does well on this one, Mayville, Bemis Point, those spots, any elevations the further south you go are going to see the accumulating snows early on in Monday, Tuesday period on these northwesterly winds. Off of Lake Ontario as well, it generally favors areas east of Rochester. But along with that, you get smaller areas of snow that will connect to the upper lakes, Lakes Huron and Georgian Bay. So they'll start sending their fingers of snow, and then and those bands hold up across the landmass and then pick up a little bit of moisture off of Lake Erie, and then that can bring some snowflakes to other parts of western New York. And that's what sometimes will catch the north towns and the city of Buffalo with some light accumulations as well. So the flakes will be flying across the area, but it won't be one large band of snow that we're tracking north to south. It'll be more of these fingers that are really nuisance and annoyances during the course of the day on Monday. That said, there's going to be several inches of accumulation on the hills south of the city. If there's any slushy snow that falls for the north towns and metro on Sunday and Sunday night, it's going to stick around, as those temperatures are going to be in the 30s. So it's not going to disappear right away. The grassy areas are the ones that will collect it the longest, but sometimes the paved surfaces, the ground is still rather warm. We're in no danger of having a permafrost. So you're going to have it melting from underneath, and then with marginal temperatures on top, we'll likely see it stick around for a couple of days. But this, if you didn't get your leaves raked up, don't worry. This is not the end of it. You're going to see your grass again. This will melt off by Wednesday. We're back to the 40s, and I think we'll disappear most of this snow that falls by the end of the week.
You explained it so well. Andy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Andy Parker, meteorologist. You can find him all over social media just by searching for the words Andy Parker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.